Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area, and you are listening to the Heart of Love radio show. The number here is 646-595-4311. Tonight, what I wanted to talk to discuss with you guys is about change. And the title of this message that I'm going to discuss tonight is Accepting God's change in your life. Accepting change, period. Accepting change in your life, because what happens is that life happens and things change and can change from day to day. So I would like to discuss how to accept change in your life. And what we're going to get started. Before I even get to the message tonight, I'm going to play this song by BB and CC Winers, and it's called Close to You. And I'll be right back.
Until
This song is for all of you that's going through, trying to hold on to God's hand. Though you may feel all alone, and no one really cares, looks if the whole world is caving in around you, nothing is going your way, disappointment, heartaches and pain, depression just makes matters worse, but just remember, you're not in this alone, God is here to help you, remember when you started out with nothing, He was there to supply your needs, when the doors closed, He opened yet another door. No matter how rough the road is, or how dark the clouds look, it was said in these little words. He will never leave you.
He will never leave you.
He will never leave you alone.
He will never leave you.
No, 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 no.
He will never leave you.
He will always be there.
He will never leave you.
Never, never, never.
He will never leave you.
He will never leave you. Sometimes Satan will try and tell you that you can't hold on, but He's alive. Yes, you can. God is a real God, and He haven't failed you yet. No, no. When you're burdened down, you wonder how long can you bear it. Somehow, He will light the load. Yeah, yeah.
Never,
never,
never.
He will never leave you.
Never. He will never leave
you. Now listen. When those dreary days come, and you feel all alone, don't get discouraged, just remember this song, cause
He will never, He will never
leave you, never, never, never,
He will never leave you,
He will always be there,
He will never leave you,
He will never leave you,
He will never leave you,
no, 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 He'll never leave you.
He will never leave you.
He will never leave you alone. To those of you trying to hold on or just starting on this journey, the road may appear to be hard and you can't see the end. But run on and don't look back. You're not in this alone. God will never leave you.
He will never leave you.
Hello, guys. I apologize for that. You're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. I hope you enjoyed that. That was none other than Willie Odom. And what I want to talk with you guys about is accepting change in your life. Because what happens is this, that sometimes what will happen is that God will prepare us and get us ready for change, and then things will happen. And then we have a problem with accepting change. You know, I can give you this one instance, this one story about someone who's close to me, and I can say this. When change comes, it can come quickly. We can say, you know, by this particular date, things are going to change. You're going to do X, Y, and Z. And then all of a sudden something happens. You know, change comes. Things are going to change. Just like we're in summer right now. And maybe in another month or a month and a half, we will be in fall. Change comes in our lives. And we have to be willing to learn how to accept it. You know, there's someone I know, and she's going through something, and she told me something like this. She said that change happens quickly. It happens quicker sometimes than you realize. And today I just want to encourage the body of Christ and encourage those who are listening right now to be willing to accept change in their life. I'm going to read Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. And this is the part where the Lord commands Joshua. Verse 1 says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them. To the Israelites, I'll give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I just have to keep on reading. Verse 6 says, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Verse 7, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. And verse 8 says this, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. Accepting change in your life. Joshua was following behind the footsteps of Moses, one of the greatest leaders of all times. You know, definitely one of the greatest. I mean, he led the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. You know, they crossed the Red Sea. You know, all these different things happened. They went around in the wilderness. And then what happened was this. Not only did they go around the wilderness, they got to a certain point, and God commanded Moses, and Moses sent out 12 people, spies, to spy out the land. And what happened was that they came back, 10 of them came back with bad reports, talking about the giants in the land, talking about how it is flowing with milk and honey, but there are predators out there who are bigger than they are. And what happened was that they're in this place, and they were dealing with this thing, and they were going through this thing. And what happened is that Joshua and Caleb were the two who came out with good reports. And then as a result, that whole other generation who came back with the bad reports, they had to walk around the wilderness for 40 more years. That whole generation was gone. So here they are. They're at the threshold of change. They're at the threshold of a promised land that God had promised them. some of you who are listening right now, God has been pulling and tugging on your heart and trying to get you to a place where he can take you into the new thing that he has planned for you. But some of you are having a hard time accepting change. Now, there could have been a lot of things going on in Joshua's mind because he was coming after this leader like Moses. He was his right-hand man. He was his armor bearer. He was there with them. But something was going on. Something was going on. Something was going on. He accepted the call. He accepted what God was speaking to him in his life. I want to tell you today that my first point today is that change is good. I don't know why sometimes when we're dealing with life and we're dealing with our situations that we think that change is negative. There can be some change things that might not go be the best thing that we might envision for ourselves, but I want you to get this mindset that change is good. Now, some of you, I was at this church. I was at this particular church, and the preacher is saying something about stepping back. What might seem to be step back might actually be going in the place that God wants you to go to. So you might be feel like you take a step back, but you might be taking a step back so you can go forward. Change is good. You know, the thing about this change is that we're always going to experience things. We might have one way of doing something and something might happen. We might have to do it another way. Change is good. So I want to encourage you today so that you'll know that change is good. I want to encourage you also to be open to change. Be open to change. You know, what happens in our lives is that we end up going through these things sometimes and we say, God, why me? Why am I going through this? Why do I have to go through this? Why do I have to deal with this situation? Why do I have to go through this? Why do I have to go through that? But be open to change because you might have your own something. You might have your own way of doing something, but I want you to understand that we make our way, our own plans, but God orders our footsteps. God orders our footsteps. So be open to change. I want you to repeat after me, change is good. Be open to change, because when you're open to change, you're allowing God to do something new. You're allowing God to do something new and fresh in your life. Be willing to walk in it. You know, I can say that, you know what, someone can tell you, you know what, I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to do this particular arrangement that we've had for the past year. I know you're used to it being this way, but I'm going to need you to do it another way. And you might not understand it, but be willing to walk in it. Be willing to walk in that change on your job. Be willing to walk in that change in the area you live in. Be willing to walk in the change in with the friendships that you create and the friendships that come about. Be willing to walk in the change. Be willing to walk in the change. And then be willing to grow in it. Be willing to grow in it. Change is good. Be willing to grow in it. You know, you might not feel like you're adequate to do the things that God has called you to do, but guess what happens? If you get to the place you say, you know what, I'm going to grow into it. I might not like it, but I'm going to get this mindset that change is good. You know, Joshua was sitting here, and God was speaking to him, telling him to be of good courage and everything, and telling him how he's going to lead them to inherit the promised land. This is a big change. The hands of leadership have changed. But the way God set it up, that Joshua was already Moses' right-hand man. So, of course, he would be the one who's ready to lead the people. Because he was the person that God chose. And he was willing to grow in it. The thing about change being good and everything is this. Things are going to change. Change is good. Look at it from a positive aspect. You might not understand what's going on, but be willing to grow in it. Because if you're willing to grow in it, then you are able to be teachable. You're able to learn something that perhaps you did not know. If you're willing to grow into change, you're going to open yourself up to what God is trying to do in your life. So remember, in accepting change in your life, remember that change is good. Change is good. What I'm going to do right now, you guys, if you're listening, the number is 646-595-4311. What I will say is this. After each point tonight, if you would like to say something, if you'd like to chime in on this particular part of the message, just press 1. That'll let me know that you are ready to go on live. What I'm going to play for you right now is a song from Karen Fox Sheard featuring her sister Dorinda. He knows.
Drop it like this. Damn. I want you to sing this, girl, with a lot of emotion.
Does he know about how I can't get to sleep at night? Does he know about all this pain and tears I cry? Does he know about the things I love, everything I never? Does he know all of our secrets we hold so tight? Does he know how hard it is hold sometimes? Does he know my weakness when I feel like I want to choke somebody? Does he know all of my needs beyond my thoughts? Does he know all of my joy that I lost? He knows.
He knows
all about our struggles. Hey,
he knows.
Yes, he does. All about our struggles.
He knows.
Every sorrow that's coming tomorrow, you'll never put more on us than we
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was none other than Dan Clark Shearer featuring her sister, Dorinda Clark. This is G. Ryan, you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show coming to you live from the Baltimore, D.C. area. And if you're tuning in, we're talking tonight about accepting change in your life. Change is good. Change is good. Change is good. Now, people are saying that tonight because we have this preconceived idea sometimes that change is bad. When something happens and things begin to change in our lives, we begin to look and say, God, why am I going through this thing right now? Why have they changed the way they're doing things here? Why don't I have this opportunity to get this special rate that I've always gotten? Why is someone sitting in my seat on my pew on my row in my church that I've sat in the same spot for the past 35 years? How come someone is sitting in my seat? How come someone is coming here who has a gifting like mine? You know, we say, God, how can this be? I don't like change. And I'm saying this to you tonight because I used to be one of those type of people that I said, God, I hate change. I used to hate change. I know what something feels like. I know what it feels like to eat chicken fried rice. If you know G, right, you know I love to eat. You know I love to eat chicken fried rice. I love Chinese food. But guess what? Sometimes I cannot eat Chinese food. It's not good for me to eat the same type of food all the time, 24/7. It doesn't work. It's not good for the body. Change is good. Sometimes you have to eat something different. Try some Caribbean food. Try eating salad, a nice salad. You know, try laying off of sodas. You know, change is good. I'm telling you this because I hated change. But I don't hate changing anymore because the older I've become, the more I realize that my second point is this. Change is inevitable. Change is inevitable. You know, certain things you can try to fight. You can try to fight someone who tries to rob you or come into your house. You can fight them. You can try to fight people who are saying things that are not true about your character. You can try to stay young as long as you can. You can put the aging cream on your face and your hands, try to get the wrinkles away, but guess what? It's going to happen. Your body is going to change. You are going to become older. Though change is inevitable. One of the things about God is that God has created seasons. There's a season for everything under the sun. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to cry. There's a time to rejoice. There's a time to mourn. There's a time to build. There's a time to tear down. There's a time to mend. Then there's a time to tear apart. There's a time to reap, to sow. And then there's a time to reap. There's a time to give. There's a time to take. There's a time for everything under the sun. Change is inevitable. No matter how much you want to stay the summer time for you, guess what? Fall is coming. Then after fall is going to come, winter, and after winter, spring. Then back to summer. Now, you know, that might have been a good example to use maybe 10 or 15 years ago, because now the seasons are so intertwined now that sometimes you might think it's a summer day and then next week it might be a fall day. You might have a summertime day. You know, so the seasons you know, are so mixed up now. But the point is this. For everything under the sun, change is going to come. It is going to happen. You know what? For those who are like new mothers and new parents, new mothers and fathers, you know, you see the kids and you see them as kids. But guess what? Change is inevitable. Guess what? That your baby son, your baby daughter is going to grow up. And Lord willingly become a teenager. And guess what? You're going to have to hand over those keys to your car. I want you to understand that change is going to happen. Change is inevitable. As we go back to the text in Joshua, and I'm just using Joshua as an example. You know, Joshua understood because Moses let him know what was going to happen. He understood that he was the person who was going to come after Moses. No matter what he could have done, guess what? Moses was not going to live beyond that point in time where God had planned for him to live. It's going to happen. You can try your best to stop it, but guess what? It's going to happen. And that's the point I want you guys to get tonight, that change is inevitable. Change is going to happen. But it's how you deal with it that counts. Now Joshua could have lost his mind and could have gone crazy. He said, God, you want me to go after Moses? You want me to go after Moses? No, God, not me. I know you might call some other people to go after Moses, but not me. You know, he didn't cry and do all stuff. He's like, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to do what you called me to do. And if you go further down in verse 10 of Joshua chapter 1, it says, so Joshua ordered the officers of the people, he said, go through the camp and tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. I want you to understand this today, that change is inevitable. It's how you deal with it that counts. You might have a situation on your job. You might have a situation amongst friends. And it might be a situation that you don't like. You know, you've always have had this arrangement. Because, you know, we like to make arrangements, right? We like to make arrangements and try to get deals. And you might get this deal where you might get 10% off of your next purchase at a store, in a store, your favorite store. But guess what? There's a new management. They tell you, you know, we're changing it. You can't get your 10%. It's how you deal with it. You can go ahead and lose your mind, or you can just say, okay, what do you do now? How does the policy work? And it might not happen the way you would like it to happen. It might not happen at all, but guess what? I need you to understand today that change is inevitable. It's how you deal with it that counts. So when situations happen, you can either lose your mind and go crazy, or you can do a paradigm shift and look at it from a different angle. And one thing I've learned in my life, in my 38 years of being on this earth, these 20 years of being on my own, one thing that I've learned is this. If you don't deal with things the correct way, guess what happens? If you don't deal with the correct way, guess what happens? You're going to be presented with another situation just like that. Sometimes we go through some tests to see how are you able to deal with change. Like I tell you guys, I was one of those type of people who did not like change. I hated it. I hated change. I wanted everything to be the exact same way it's always been. And guess what? That's not the way it happens in life. You know, sometimes God will change situations in your life. And it's for your better, it's for your good. But you might not see it at the time. But I want you to understand today that change is inevitable. Change is inevitable. You know, it's like when I was 25, I began to lose my hair. My hair began to recede. My hairline began to recede. I couldn't wear my tempered fades as we used to do in D.C. You know, I didn't have my high top started going down in the middle. So it started to recede and thin up. But, you know, no matter what, I could try to fight it, but guess what? It's inevitable. Now, I could go through all these different methods of trying to save it, but sometimes it's good to just let the change happen because it's inevitable. But I have someone who is calling in live right now.
He was a choir just like me. So, man, huh, we knew some stuff.
How you doing?
His birthday was the day after mine, day before mine. His birthday is June 30th. I mean, January 30th.
Okay, I guess you must actually hit the button. This we're going to do. We're going to go right now to call for a purpose. I'm going to come back to that caller in a minute.
Haven't come. Yo, this is T-A-Z of A-T-A-Z-P Blog Talk Radio Show. Giving a shout out to my little brother, G. Wright of the Heart of Love Show on Blog Talk Radio. Believe it or not, G. Wright, this beat is for the new Be Blessed 70 gospel CD by me. G. Rizite, always keep the show hot and tizzite. And I'll talk to you later. All Rizite.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. This is G. Wright. Now, you've just been listening to the wonderful sounds of my older cousin. I'm not going to say any more about that, Mrs. Eureka A. Wright, and the songbird of gospel music, and that was Called for a Purpose. Make sure you check out her CD, which is available on iTunes, and check her out on Facebook, Eureka A. Wright. You know, I have a caller who had pressed 1. I'm going to go back to this caller, and let me check. I'm going to 443 area code. I'm about to bring her on live right now.
Come on, Brianna. Feel my hand coming up.
Hello. Hello, G-Wright. You listen to the Heart of Love Radio Show. You're live. Okay, I guess maybe she didn't mean to press the 1 button. But you guys, if you're listening in, if you press 1, I'm thinking that you're ready to come on and talk live. But we're talking tonight about accepting change in your life. Change is good. Change is inevitable. And then I'm saying this. God is all about change. You know, I think one of the biggest things, I want to share this example with you guys. I've been in the D.C. Baltimore area now for a little bit now. But when I relocated, I was going through a whole bunch of things. A whole bunch of things that had started happening in my life. And sometimes change happens abruptly. I want you to understand that sometimes change happens abruptly without notice. Sometimes you do have notice and you know that, hey, you have another month, another 2 weeks, another 3 days before things, your schedule changes and things start happening. You know, certain things you know, like if you know that you go to school, you're going to graduate in May. You graduate in May or June. You already know that. Okay, that's change you're looking forward to. But in the midst of those type of changes that are intentional, you have some unintentional changes that happen from time to time. So what happens is this. In my own life, you know, I realized that my mother was sick. You know, the job situation wasn't looking good. And I had all these different things that were going on in my life. And you say, God. You know, I heard God tell me this. You know how you get those feelings, that feeling sometimes deep within your heart that tells you, you know, it's time for me to make some changes. It's time for me to rearrange some things in my life. And I started listening to what God was telling me. And I want you to know that it was a little bit off the wall for me, but I heard God tell me to pack. And I started packing my clothes. Moving back home to D.C., going back up here, I'd be close to my mother, who was sick at the time. And what happened was that my surroundings changed, my situation changed, but I was open to it. You know, I was open to it, I was ready for it. Change is good, change is inevitable. Then God is all about change. And now that I look back over my life, now that I'm looking back over the situations that I've gone through since I've been up here, I understand this statement that God is all about change. Now, you might be wondering, saying, how is God all about change? He created seasons. He created different days of the week. you know, even different things that happen in the universe, things happen differently. Sometimes how the moon goes, the different cycles, there are different things that are going on. Nothing is the exact same. You can even have twins who look identical. But there's some things that are going to be different about them. Change. God is all about change. Why? Because it keeps you focused on God and His voice. If you know that every day, you're gonna always get help from a friend. And then something happens, and guess what? That friend tells you, you know what? I'm sorry, I can't help you. Or someone says, you know, I'll watch your kids for you. And what happens is that something happens, and the one time they can't watch your kids, you think it's the end of the world. God's all about change for you, because guess what? It keeps you focused on God. Because firstly, you say, you generally say, it's God, what am I going to do? Jesus, I need some help. You know, and it's amazing. The things get just a little shook up just a little bit. When God shakes things up sometimes, guess what? It keeps us on our tippy toes, because guess what? We're going to say, okay, God, what do I do? Lead me, God, because, you know, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Or you have that bill that creeps up from out of nowhere, and you say, God, you know, how am I going to do this? I wouldn't even expect this. Now you have to change things. God is all about change because it keeps you focused on Him and His voice. Then God uses change to get you, the opportunity for change, to get you prepared for the new season in your life. I'm sitting here in my apartment, guys, and I've gone to Atlanta, and I've got all my things that I had placed in storage. You know, and it's like now it's finally truly official that I am a Maryland resident. You know, that I'm up here. My things are up here. The things that I've acquired through years, not everything, of course. But the point I'm saying is that God uses change to get you prepared for the new season in your life. You know, and it's amazing. When I was in Atlanta, I was like, man, this is the end. And one of my friends, my good friend, told me, he said, no, Greg, no, G, this is the beginning. This is the beginning. I want you to understand that accepting change in your life is realizing that change is good, change is inevitable, and God is all about change. Instead of saying, oh, this is the end of me having this perk right here, this is the end of me being a Georgia resident, this is the end of me working with the kids I work with down there, this is the end of all these different things that you might be experiencing in your life. Instead, do the paradigm shift and say, this is the beginning. This is the beginning of a new life for me, a new chapter in my life, because guess what? As I'm getting my apartment together, I'm realizing that I have two of the same things. So some things I'm having to give away. Some things I'm having to say, you know what? I want to keep this. But guess what? I'm going to have to let this go. Guess what? It's okay. God is all about change because He gets you ready for the new season in your life. The new season in Joshua's life, in Joshua chapter 1, that Joshua was being told by God, look, I'm with you. Now you guys, his orders, you know, Moses had passed on, and the Lord was commanding Joshua what to do, how to do it, and reassuring him that He would be there with them. He was prepared for the new season in his life. You might be sitting where you are right now, and I want you to understand that you, yourself, are being prepared for the thing that God has in store to happen in your life, that you have the opportunity to walk in this new season in your life. And instead of saying this is the end, I want you to say that this is the beginning. This is the beginning of a new season in your life. Accepting change in your life. I'm learning, like I said, I'm learning. And I'm embracing change in my life. Because change is good. And when you're in God's will, when you're in God's perfect will, perfect and divine will, God will move in your life. God will move things that you thought could not be moved out of your life. I want you to understand today that God is all about change. Because without change, you cannot grow. You cannot grow without change. It's like you see some people who work with plants, you know, farmers, you know, those who go out and they work on plants and they do landscaping. Guess what? Sometimes you have to prune the tree. Sometimes you have to cut parts of the tree off. You have to shape it up. And guess what? It grows. Sometimes you have to understand that change is the only way that you can grow. If you never have to deal with change in your life, you would never be able to become the mature person that God wants you to become. Because guess what? In order for me to tell you that God will make a way out of no way, that would mean that, or infer that, or imply that I myself have gone through some things. I can't tell you how to do this thing and how to walk this walk if I haven't gone through the things that I've gone through myself. God is all about change. You know, we can have the mind of Christ, but we can't read God. God is God. But God is all about change. Change is it happens around us every day. And I want to encourage you today to embrace change in your life. Embrace change in your life. And you might be saying, how do I embrace change? This is how you embrace change. You do this. You accept it. You accept the change. You accept what's happening in your life. You accept what you're dealing with. You accept what you're going through. You accept change in your life. You know, sometimes, I'm going to tell you like this. Sometimes, you know, we pray and we say, God, please show us a better way. And God answers that prayer and he brings it in a different way. And then we say, God, I thought that you said that you're going to do this. And God said, you know, look, I did bring it, but you said you didn't want it like that. You want it the way you want it. It doesn't always happen like that. I want to encourage you to accept, to embrace change. Accept it. Believe in it. Yes, believe in it. Believe in the process. Believe in the process that you're going through. Believe and understand, and pray for understanding that you will understand why you're going through what you're going through. Believe in it. As you embrace the change, believe in that change. Believe that it's happening. Don't be in denial about change. Embrace it. Believe in it. And then allow God to do what he wants to do through that change. Allow God to do what he wants to do in you through that change. You know, one of the big things that that I think sometimes is by your Christ, we pray to be more like God and to walk and be more like Jesus. And when God begins to do that thing and we begin to go through some situations, then we say, God, why is this happening to me? I don't understand why I'm having to deal with this right now. I don't understand why I'm having to focus on this thing right now. And then God says, you know what? You prayed. for a change. You prayed to be a better person. You prayed that you would understand and have the opportunity to understand and to grow. And then when God brings it, you deny it. So I want to encourage you today to embrace that change. Accept change in your life. Change is good. Change is inevitable. God is all about change. Embrace change in your life. Accept it. Believe in it. Believe in it. And then allow God to do what he wants to do in you through that change. Oh, God has something special in store for your life. Believe it and receive it. And in this season, open your eyes to where you are right now and accept change in your life, in your situation. Expect it and believe it and see it and receive it. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Hot Love Radio Show. This is G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I'm going to leave you today with this song, All Things Are Possible, and I'll see you Thursday from 6 to 7.
Life's been serving you some blows, yeah. Around every corner you see, thick clouds cover you in despair. You can't see your goal. You're about to lose hope. Well, don't give up. Don't give in.
Time.